Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 30th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry's called Daily Encouragement Net, and today, another message that we hope will encourage you, titled, The Power of Touch. The scripture text is Matthew 14, 35 and 36.
And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were healed.
About 20 years ago, Brooksine and I became foster parents to overseas children who had life-threatening illnesses. They came to the United States for medical treatment after a pre-approval from a U.S. hospital and team of doctors who agreed to care for them. Esther, in fact, was our fourth child from Guatemala and was also available for adoption. She came to us at 3 months of age, went through many heart operations, and has been a great blessing to us since that time.
About 18 years ago, we went to Guatemala and visited the orphanage in Guatemala City, where Esther spent her first 3 months. Babies, a number of them very sick and abandoned by their birth mothers, lay in the orphanage day after day. Several were covered with scabies and needed major medical attention. We went from crib to crib and sought to stimulate each baby by speaking to them and holding them in our arms.
We also visited the Rio Dulce, or the Sweet River, where the children from the same orphanage were housed who were beyond diaper age. About 50 orphans lived in very simple dormitories and were schooled there in the small village. They were very excited about our arrival and followed us everywhere. They called me Papa and fought over who would sit on my lap. Brooksine volunteered to give some badly needed haircuts. With her hairdressing background, it was a simple way she could be of use during her visit. After a long search, a pair of dull, everyday scissors was confiscated, and Brooksine began the challenge of cutting the children's hair.
The haircutting line was long. And it seemed the more that I cut, the line continued to grow. Well, eventually I realized that the line kept growing because the children, after they got their haircuts, would go back and line up for another trim. They simply loved the individual attention and the human touch of a caring person. Though we couldn't speak their Spanish, they craved the universal language of love.
Unlike the leper who feels nothing due to nerve damage, we are warmed by the touch of another human. Unlike our other four senses, that is sight, taste, hearing, and smell, which are located in specific parts of our body, our sense of touch is found all over our body. Amazingly, there are over 3,000 touch receptors in each of our fingertips. Jesus invited the disciples to physically touch his hands and feet to feel the piercings from his crucifixion for further proof of his bodily resurrection. It wasn't just enough to see. They needed to feel the evidence as well.
When Jesus went about healing the sick and performing great miracles, news about him quickly spread throughout the region. People traveled great distances and brought their sick with them. They knew that huge crowds would gather, and it would likely be impossible to have a one-on-one audience with this miracle worker. But they also knew that the healing virtue flowed out from him, and just touching the edge of his cloak could restore them to wholeness. In fact, all who touched him were healed.
I wonder what message we send to others by our touch. I like it when another person extends his or her hand toward me for a firm handshake. I enjoy it when my wife, sitting in the passenger side of the van, reaches over and laces her fingers through mine. I'm genuinely warmed by the hug of another brother who's expressing his brotherly affection for me.
Today, will you join Stephen and me in extending your hand to the oppressed, to the unloved, to those in need? Be intentional in seeking out that person in church who comes alone and is often overlooked by others. Shake his or her hand and make eye contact, more than just a dutiful or passing glance. Communicate to God's creation that they are special to him, and thereby they are special to you. Why not ask if you can sit next to that person?
Let's look beyond our church and consider perhaps a homeless person or the mentally challenged or so many lonely people that live. There are those repulsed by the world but are to be embraced by the godly. Nursing homes are filled with people who long for a warm hug or a loving handshake. Giving a hand massage is a wonderful way to warm the heart while engaging the spirit of one who is lonely and just needs to know someone is genuinely interested in them. Will you be that person?
Oh, to be his hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus so that others may know and be blessed. Let's pray together. Father, help me to be your hand extended to those in need. We so often complain about our own needs, but in reality, much of our own needs are met as we reach out to others in need. Your scripture declares, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Help us not to put off that which you lay upon our hearts. May our gentle and loving touch be the finger of God reaching down from heaven to earth. We were created in your image, and we desire to portray your loving character as well. Amen.
Amen. Well, if you've not noticed, regular listeners, we're on a kind of a series right now, beginning with Sight on Wednesday and Taste yesterday, and today Touch and Brooksine. We plan to continue this out. We didn't end up working it out on a 5-day calendar week, but with a message on hearing, and I guess scent or smell will be the fifth in the series next week. Kind of an exciting approach. Brooksine smiling really big right now because this has basically been her burden, but do appreciate the messages. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Friday, January 30th, 2009. We certainly welcome you to visit our website for additional materials, some music that goes along with today's message, and some photos, including a photo we found of Brooksine cutting those children's hair. Probably, 18 years ago, 90, we would guess, 1990. Perhaps 19 years ago. Well, we also have some photos of our journey yesterday throughout the beautiful country of Eastern Lancaster County in the snow with some Amish or perhaps old order Mennonite children sledding down a hill. And then we got caught in some traffic and had a rather humorous picture of that as well. And we have some more notes as well, but we know we have a longer than usual message today. So if you're interested in our notes and pictures and music, just simply go to our site. Again, dailyencouragement.net, the message for Friday, January 30th, 2009. Indeed, let us be the hand of Christ extended.